Freedom. Not country. My country is not freedom. My hand is freedom. Yeah.
Zie die ik in de meer. I see. Okay, now we start practice teaching. All outside things are stopped.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མི དང ར རྒྱུ ཡིན ཡང དང མི དེ ནི བེད ཅན དང འདྲ བ དེ པར འདོ ཅན པེ ཟོ ཚོ ཞན ནས བཀྲ ཤིས ཐེ ཅང དང དེ ལེ ཡོང ས ཡི བེད ཅན ཆུང ཡེ མེ དོ བ ཅམ ནོ རེ རོ ཡེ དེ ཅན པོ དེ སང ཅེ ཡེ ཞིན དོ བ མེ དེ འབོ བ ཡི རོ ཡེ ནང དོ བ ཁྱིན ལ ཤེ པར ཁྱི ཕྱད མི དང ར རྒྱུ ཡིན ཡང དང མི དེ ནི བེད ཅན དང འདྲ བ དེ པར འདོ ཅན པེ ཟོ ཚོ ཞན ནས བཀྲ ཤིས ཐེ ཅང དང དེ ལེ ཡོང ས ཡི བེད ཅན ཆུང ཡེ མེ དོ བ ཅམ ནོ རེ རོ ཡེ དེ ཅན པོ དེ སང ཅེ ཡེ ཞིན དོ བ མེ དེ འབོ བ ཡི རོ ཡེ ནང དོ བ ཁྱིན ལ ཤེ པར ཤོ ཡེ དམ གོ རོ རེ ན མ རོ ལ ན ཡ དང ཡ མེ སང ཅེ ཆུ དང ཚོ ཅེ ཆུ ན ལ ཤང ཅེ བ དང ན ཤབ སུ ཁྱི ཁྱི ཕྱད མི དང ར རྒྱུ ཡིན ཡང དང མི དེ ནི བེད ཅན དང འདྲ བ དེ པར འདོ ཅན པེ ཟོ ཚོ ཞན ནས བཀྲ ཤིས ཐེ ཅང དང དེ ལེ ཡོང ས ཡི བེད ཅན ཆུང ཡེ མེ དོ བ ཅམ ནོ རེ རོ ཡེ དེ ཅན པོ དེ སང ཅེ ཡེ ཞིན དོ བ མེ དེ འབོ བ ཡི རོ ཡེ ནང དོ བ ཁྱིན ལ ཤེ པར ཤོ ཡེ དམ གོ རོ རེ ན མ རོ ལ ན ཡ དང ཡ མེ སང ཅེ ཆུ དང ཚོ ཅེ ཆུ ན ལ ཤང ཅེ བ དང ན ཤབ སུ ཁྱི
Now you are together here to make Dhamma action. So for that need be to good motivation or tension for that. So that means I think we wishing for all other sentient beings to be free from suffering, pain or happiness. We wish for that and we want to be like that. So each of us, I want all sentient beings free from suffering, pain or happiness, they to have the completely freedom of the freedom of the samsara or freedom of the delusions of all those negativities, more than delusions, from negativities. So therefore I need to study, because I need to know how to do those, try to make purify negativities, and try to make how to make collection the merit for the become a being Buddha. So that's why you think you study, I think I gave teaching for you. So that's a very important thing, beginning. Now I think last week you remember, we says in Lavram all those, everything is the doctrine of the Buddhas together. Words cannot be together, no words. Means even the Buddha's doctrine sutta and the Tantra, 108 book or one publication, 108 book, one hundred three. That means to put sections put together, otherwise same what Buddha did. Or those are 100 books, means each book has the, you know, like 500 pages, big one. Small one, 300 pages. Or those Tibetans ways, but here says 500 pages, 1,000 pages. Not like small like this, long like this, it's seven lines. Each of us here seven lines, then it was seven lines. So that's kind of tremendous teaching words like this. So cannot make in the short form in the Lamrim. Those words cannot put in the Lamrim. But all those doctrine of Buddhas, they lack this meaning, Vyajam's meaning. All meanings without miss, everything is put in the Lamrim. So that one book we can, if you study, is equalized of the, you can study for the whole those books, means whole doctrine of Buddhas. Because when you know this meaning of the Lamrim, Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim, Lamrim Chemo, Lamrim Medians Chunga, this is also commentary of the Lama Tsongkhapa's Lamrim. And also all those Lamrims are, you know already, kamatru of the chandi the chandi mare atishas bo lam teaching. So atishas all the atisha did all a doctrine of Buddhas, each of meanings together in his lamra. Adishas lamra is the commentary of the Buddha's teaching of the sutta in the complete sutta in the tantras. So that's why I think very carefully if you do, really it is one book if good study. We got from beginning entered to go to Buddhahood. All those how to go, how to need be, purify negative traits, how go by step the paths, those are everything is explanation in here. So that's why I think. So now last time the all those 3 points is impermanent. Is permanent is impermanent is the if you know the impermanent idea experience, if you have experience, then you can renounce from the samsara. Renounce means make way or separation. Try to make separation. That's what renounce. You know renounce? Try to make separation. We are now in the not yet separation. Because we don't have the renunciation for samsara. We are attached to the samsara. Desire, we have ignorance, we have anger, we have attachment, we have jealousy, we have doubt, we have wrong opinion. All those are we have. So by those delusions, making action by body, speech, minds. See? So that's what we need to renounce from that, yes. We don't need to renounce from the parents, you know. I think renounce means you cut down from the friendships, not necessarily. But inside, try to make a renounce. From the inside, it's a very important thing, really. Many times I say, you know, we need a house of, and also, you know, what do you call, furniture, we need something to eat, cook. Those cannot be renounced now. You know, we need a bathroom, you see? We cannot. Means, yeah, but by mentally, we can do. Oh, this is not good. This is not permanent. This is impermanent. Everything. Even we have great happiness, joy, everything is, but this is temporary. We don't have the pure happiness. Or great happiness, you can say. Or happiness of the path we don't have now. Which we are having happiness and joy. Many times I say happiness by community, happiness by family, happiness food, to get happiness by food, sound, smell, a touch, all those we can get the temporary happiness. But this is not what we need. Happiness is not. We need unchangeable happiness. Always staying there. No, sometimes high up, sometimes low, upside down like this. We don't need it. We are now, we have this one like this. You see? Like to making the bridges. This side, then that's fine. Like, They're like this, you see? We don't want this one. We need stable. Stable means always happiness, but that's not permanent either. It's destiny, you know. It means you will not be coming back into samsaras, but the little bit different meanings. Like Buddha himself also impermanent. Buddha's body, mind, impermanent. Because momentary changing, that's kind of impermanent. That's kind of permanent. We are having the impermanent happiness changing completely. Complete happiness means what you call. Obviously, if you're laughing, then later something like this, what do you think? Changing. That's impermanent. But the general impermanent and the definition of the general impermanent, permanent end, this is the difference. So I think we want completely happiness. That's what we cannot get by material things, by money, by company, by power of the military or something, power, weapons. Cannot do. Do you think? No. Why they by making war? They want happy? That's why they do war? War for what? I think it's killing others. What do you think? For what? Really? Get wrong meaning. Which we want meaningful is not by killing others. Human beings or bugs or however, killing others. That's no right. That's no cause of which we want. It's not. We want happiness, joy. By killing people, animals, others, cannot be a result of joy. No. Suffering, suffer. So that's, I think, impermanent. Really, through this is tremendous. We get us, renunciation. Look, when we are like older people, older men, women, during the young, youthful, excellent, people's mind is right, and just like jumping to there, like this kind of youthful, they have bad every year, changing. One day, then nobody talks, you know. Sit on bench like this, nobody talking. Even children don't come. That's so sad, you know. That's the fault of the samsara. Through the impermanent, we can see. Really. Very, you know, youthful actors, you know, everybody think, oh, that's it, that's like this mountain jumping to there. But later, nobody wants to see. Maybe 100, if opportunity, they have a long life, you know, like over 80 or something, or 100, nobody should see them, no. She or he, it was actor, oh yeah. That's all. Nothing. So that is the force of samsara. Force of samsara. Rich people, if one day fall down from the rich to low, nobody wanted. Friends go away. They go away, friends doesn't come. When during the rich, everybody talk to them, everybody try to, you know, communicate, but one day become a beggar during the lifetime, then nobody don't want to see. That is the force of samsara. So through the impermanent, really, someone has very powerful, you know, president or king or queen or whatever. But when finished, that's your name, wrong, go back to normal. Go back to normal. That's part of samsara. Really, through the impermanent, get lots of ideas. Lots of ideas. See? People, when they're sick, even good friends, they when sick, they go to see them. But many friends, when they're sick, critically sick, nobody wants to see. So that is also force of samsara. All those are, we are no good place. We need to remove from this. Oh, your renouncement is remove. You see? We wish for to be removed. That's a renunciation. You see? We cannot posit, permanently or resident in here. We don't want it. Even human beings' place, not always coming back here. Sometimes reborn in the hell realms. Sometimes reborn in the hungry ghost place. Sometimes animals like. Sometimes, yeah, maybe high up as gods and goddesses, asuras. During lifetime, not much they have difficulties, but they are no permanent either. Impermanent. One day, they have bad karmas also. Good karma, bad karma, many of them just thousands, millions, millions together with consciousness, our consciousness. So, which one comes first, getting triumph of death, which one comes first? Negative karma, is when the negative mind or positive mind comes, follow that. Triumph of death, we angry, attachment, jealous, desire, something like this kind of, whatever comes. So, that means, that's one cause of the rebound in the lower realms. The angel says, he is good, you know, but I says, lower realms means no good place. Lower realms, yes. If time of death comes, really, faith, devotion, of Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, everyone think about it. Then that's one, that's mind is take to the one lifetime, good life, next life, compassion. I think sometimes ago I told daughter and mother, take away by rivers, daughter compassion to the mother, mother compassion to the daughter. Both died, but both reborn, one life, save God's realm, the heaven. So there's kind of, so there's no certainty in the samsara. We don't want a resident. We wish for, as soon as possible, I want to move like this. Someone, people, you know, in the prisoner. Prisoner or prisoners?
Prisoner.
Huh?
Prisoner.
Prisoner, yeah. Place of called prisoner?
Prison.
Prison, yeah.
Sorry.
Prisoner, person. Person, you know? Person who are tied up in a small room, put there, that's us. Staying there, that's prisoner.
Prisoner.
Mm-hmm. So, someone's in there, they don't want to stay in there. They renounce. Except crazy one. Crazy one doesn't know. I think they want to, yes. Okay, stay here. We are crazy, I think, because they want to stay in the samsara. So through the impermanent, really ideas, lots we can see. because the renunciation came through the impermanent ing. See, that's one thing. Three reasons. There's a Lamrim has great quality. That's what I said last week, I think. Mm-hmm. Then another one. Bodhicitta. If you got bodhicitta, training of bodhicitta, or if you got real bodhicitta, great. But even we start training of bodhicitta, then we will not damage others or save charity, then slowly despair. Because bodhicitta, training of the, when we do training of bodhicitta, charity for the others, charity for the others, not for self. I try to make bodhicitta born with me for myself, it's not for the others. See, that's even training, during the training of bodhicitta, we think about for the others, charity for the others. For the others means no friends, only no. Friends, enemies, strangers, equal, really it is. That's what we need. So, charity for the others came from the bodhicitta, and also even during the training of the bodhicitta, we need to be know the parts of the self-charity mind, and great quality of the charity for the others. That's what we need to know. So through the bodhicitta, we training, try to charity for the other sentient beings. Many times I say, beginning charity for the enemies cannot be difficult to focus to their enemy, but your family first, family, friends, neighbors, try to, when you do charity for the others means, if you think, that's what is the example of children, parents, children, charity for the children, very easy. Parents charity for them, children is much more charity for them, charity for them, charity for father and mother. So good friend is also same way. If you are a good friend, other partner friend is charity for them much more than charity for themselves. Even good friends, parents, of course. That's one. All those are, I think, learning through the bodhicitta, during the training of the bodhicitta also we learn all those. So that's one, I think, is, see, permanent. I mean, bodhicitta is one subjective quality of the Lamrim. Said in theirs, I think we read already, is it? Read already. Then another one. The quality of the words, eh? Steve.
The next, it is superior to other traditions because it contains instructions from two gurus.
No. Charity for the names, meaning, no charity. One is a realization of emptiness, wisdom. Wisdom is more important, you see. So, impermanent, bodhicitta, third one, then realization of emptiness or wisdom. You see, very important. Wisdom is very important. There are different wisdoms, you know. We say three different kinds of, wisdom, you know. Wisdom of the hearing, wisdom of the thinking or contemplating. wisdom of the meditation. Those three. For all those three related to each other. Those are all wisdoms. Different kind of wisdoms. Wisdom of the hearing means to learning, study. Hearing. Wisdom of the contemplating means think about meaning. Think about meaning. Not like this way. Learn from the book. Think about meaning of in our mind. That's what I need. Why? Because when we do meditation, no book, we see the book meditation, no. When you do meditation, just that time, no reading the book. So that time we need how to do meditation of the meaning of the doctrines, so through the contemplation, realization of the meanings. So that's all. Wisdom is very important. One thing, wisdom is very important because we need wish for become a being Buddha or become a free from samsara. Wisdom. Even become a being Buddha, we need to have the wisdom because destroy the illusions. Become a free from samsara, we need wisdom. Because all those delusions need to be destroyed by wisdom. The wisdom is the nectar, or get great medicine. Great medicine. Wisdom is great medicine to destroy the sickness of the delusions, I think. Really? So those we need. So I think that's why I did. In short ways, quality of the, if you study long term, what kind of you have good quality or good result to get. So those talk about this, see that's all I think we need really it is. Today just I thought what I talk, the last, those subjects we did already. You need to think about it, really it is. Learning is not complicated. Teachers, complicated explanation is easy way to the learning explanation. Really it is. That's why from Buddha and the lineage of learning is a great kindness for us. Really it is. So I think these three, think about an impermanent for the to make renunciation from the samsara. Think about bodhicitta or try to make training of bodhicitta to do it because we need to destroy the self charity mind and the charity for the others. Charity for the others. We need to try to get the wisdom because we want to completely destroy delusion and illusions. Without wisdom, cannot do that. So you cannot, cannot buy. I will tell you something. Gandhi Trava is a great learner, and also they go, I think, they go moving to the Gandhi Trava. So then one, before the Gandhi Trava, there is two places. Then move, when Gandhi, there's like this. Okay, here. This is Gandhi Trava, okay? Here too, like this way. When this one finish, sometimes go this here, sometimes then this one go here. Cardinals, like
Cardinals.
Oh yeah, because
becoming pope.
Pope, yes, just like that. So then, one geshe, good learned. Then he's here already. Just the next to the Gandhi Trava already. Then his servant, you know, his servant or attendant, to buy the, when he become a Ganitrava guy, buy things, you know, material things, what needed, or those that he buying, he collection. Geshe says, what are you doing? I cannot go become a Ganitrava, cannot be myself Ganitrava. Why? He said, why? If go to Ganitrava, I need be bodhicitta with me. I don't have bodhicitta. He said to the attendant. The attendant, he says, I will buy. Is the interpreter or China or India's neighbors, where God, I will buy for you. Then he think, oh, this great lesson for him. You know, great lesson. Oh, that means he talking to me, just you need to do the meditation of the bodhicitta, to get bodhicitta by yourself. He mean like, you know, indirectly, he giving the idea. So then he started bodhicitta, attaining bodhicitta. Then, before becoming Trimbuchi, he got bodhicitta already. So then he says, oh, my bodhicitta came from my attendant. Because attendant is my teacher of my bodhicitta. So, that's why I think should be. But funny, is it? Yeah, really. Cannot buy anything. Faith, devotion. Cannot buy. We need born from here. We want it. This is not devotion. It's not. Devotion is inside. Bow is one thing. No devotion, this one. From the respect from inside, then to make the body's actions, to make it positive ways, from the inside, more important, really. Everything's religious meanings are to use it by mental. By mental, then, by speech, by body's action, or positive action comes from the positive mind, see? Those I need, really need to know. See, that's it. Okay, now next one, what is there? Now your time, okay?
No. page 94 in the brown book, we're about halfway.
What it says?
We just finished Geshe Tonglongpa's statement about the gray-haired old monk has plucked out our hearts, the books, because all the books of the world are compiled within the Lam Rim.
Oh yeah, that's okay. Then read this one. I said already.
Yeah, we move to the next.
Okay. Just.
People who think at a lower level may not understand the more elaborate Lam Rim texts. They can still depend on a short text, for example, one of the concise teachings that has the full Lam Rim framework.
Yeah. That's good for us, through these words, to think about. From the Lam Rim, if we cannot large study, volumes and volumes, if we cannot do, but through the small book, that is something like this.
Yeah.
If we good study, from that, what we need, everything is together.
Mm-hmm.
You want to work? Oh, yeah, okay. See? Then?
This concise teaching is still able to lead them along the path. But if the text leaves out even one of the topics of meditation, it cannot lead anybody along the path. Take the medicine for the fever called Camphor 25.
Yeah.
You do not need to go out and obtain a bulky package of each of its 25 ingredients and then take them individually. As long as the medicine has been compounded properly with all 25, it will quickly bring down the fever.
Okay. That's, do I understand this meaning? Like when we make a destroy the sickness of the negativities, we need true medicine. This is an example for the fever, when they have a fever. Medicine for that, not only one substance, many substances are together to make pill or liquid, many of them, you know, together, then patients, when they have a fever, if taken this one, then destroy the fever. Just like that. We need to learn more everything to title collection, to need to know for the destroy of the sickness of negativeness. That's what I'm telling. See?
But if one of the ingredients is missing...
There's a 20-something said, the Tibetan's medicine. Tibetan medicine for the fever, many herbs, you know, my 20, what's say?
Camphor 25.
Oh, 25, I'll say. Mm-hmm. I think it's a name has a some yang or something. Anyways, 25 need to be together. One missing, that medicine will not be powerful. Or two missing, or like this. Everything need to be put together. Just like that, when we destroy the negativities, three wisdoms, I think, hearing wisdom, contemplating wisdom, wisdom of meditation, or those three together. Then people of the negative disorder, people of the delusions, destroy.
But if one of the ingredients is missing, the medicine will not rid you of the fever, no matter how much you take. Now that you have been fortunate enough...
Okay, that's right. Completely not, but maybe can be, didn't say here, but... Can be. People are so powerful, but if even not together those substances of those, but can be a little bit more dumb, you know. But kind of medicine is power, just kind of, that's kind of dumb. So we are small wisdom, if we got a small practice. That's kind of destroy the, which we collect the negativities, yes. That's what I need to know. Then.
Now that you have been fortunate enough to meet with this royal instruction, you ought to specialize in it.
Royal extension, what is it?
Royal instruction means high
oral.
High teaching. Oh, yeah. The
royal or what?
Royal.
King. Is king?
Yeah, the king of instructions.
Oh, okay, king of instructions. Okay, good.
And
instruction is like king.
The very best.
No, not bad, I think.
No, the very best.
Best, yeah.
Very How? Good, yeah.
Why? You need to be, this is example. King is example. The meaning is instruction. Mm-hmm. How to go through. Example. Let me know.
Through the complete teachings, like the medicine, you have to have...
King. We are talking about king.
Yes, but you say how do you become fortunate and specialized?
Yeah. Example. King is the example for the instruction. So how to go? Example. King is the ruler of the rule of the subjects. Subjectives, you know. So instruction is like king, because all those practice everything is together, put together like king's power, just like that. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Then is the next subheading, it is easy to put into practice because it emphasizes the steps for taming the mind.
Okay. Subheading means what do you think? What is the subheading? Subheading means meaning heading?
No, subheading.
Huh?
Like secondary heading. I think, is that what it says, subheading?
Well, I just say because it was...
No, but did you read? What say this mean?
It's...
you say, okay.
It's the further three features
okay.
of the four greatness.
Yeah, okay, that's subheading.
So I...
Second one.
Second. This is the third one.
Yeah, okay, third one, okay.
Yeah. It is easy to put into practice because it emphasizes the steps for taming the mind. We have undergone the many varied sufferings of samsara, and we have gained the highest bliss samsara has to offer. Our own minds were responsible for all these things.
Okay, that is the real. So, lamrim is the taming of the mind. Lamrim instruction is the taming of the mind. Taming of the mind. This is very important. Taming of the mind is very important. Yes. Because what we making negative action, everything, came from the also negative mind, root negative mind, from ignorance. So all those, that's why we need to, the training of the mind is to show through the lamrim. Say that?
The next sentence says, nothing is said to be better than the lamrim for taming the
mind. Taming of the mind is better than lamrim. They are nothing. They are nothing, taming of the mind, rather than lamrim. See? So this is a great quality of the lamrims. We need to know, really, it says. Sometimes people think the lamrim is the common teaching, simple teaching. It's not. This is great. So someone's, highest from the Mahayana two traditions, Sutrayana and Tantrayana. If someone wants to go to Tantrayana, but this is first step, training of the mind. Bodhicitta is also, training of the mind means really a try to make Bodhicitta. So Bodhicitta is the Bodhicitta and the wisdom, both explanation here. Without those two, cannot be high teachings, cannot to get it. No. Without those, with those two, Bodhicitta and wisdom, cannot be to practice or to get the initiation. Actually, ways cannot get it. If someone go there, but difficult to have the initiation real. He says also, yeah, this is very difficult, but if you come to Kalachara initiation, you have a blessing. I said example, someone sometimes go already, maybe you forgot. From the, during the Buddha's lifetime, Shariputra and also this Ahart already, from Hinayanas, Ahartas already, Sharipa, Mangalpa, many of the Ahartas, more than 500, more than 1,000, I think, heard during Buddha's time. Really, it is. Then 500 men came. They wanted to listen to the emptiness. They want teaching of emptiness. Those Ahartas see those. Do they have opportunity to get this teaching of the emptiness? They didn't see. They didn't see the opportunity. Those daughters doesn't have opportunity. They didn't see they have opportunity. Didn't see. So they they says you don't have the opportunity to, or seed, or not time being, or maybe whatever. Time being didn't say you don't have the opportunity. You cannot. Then those 500 men, very sad, and to ask to the magician. Magician is giving the teaching of the magician knows they don't have opportunity this time. They cannot fruit of the result of meditation or result of the true hearing about shunyata. They don't magician didn't see either. But magician given. Magician saw if give teaching of the impotence that time, seed of that one day come up, then they will very much when they heard everything is like realized, you know? Easy. So magician see that. That's why he giving teachings. Then somebody asked to Buddha, why? Those arhats didn't see the opportunity for to get the teaching of the impotence. But Manjushri did. Why? Then Buddha says, great Manjushri is great method. Great method. Means in, he knows that time is not time being for them, but in the future, when they heard future to be good seed for that. That's why he gave it.
Is that so, omniscience? Huh? Because Manjushri had omniscience? What does the great method mean?
Compassion means, bodhicitta means, method is the, because of the skillful means, yeah. Skillful means, because that time, like arhats, they see, Vidushya also see, they don't have the opportunity. Mm-hmm. But if arhat says they never really get much, they see in the future much, long distance, but Manjushri saw that. That's why he gave it. Mm-hmm. Buddha says then, yeah, Manjushri is great method. Mm-hmm. The explanations of this. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, then?
The Lam Rim places great emphasis on the means for achieving this.
Okay. So, really, it's we want to know that this last one, you know, training of the mind is a very great one. We need training of the mind. Training mind. What we study, all those are training of mind. The real training of mind is try to make bodhicitta, but others impermanent and everything is all the other subjects. Sub-subject. Mm-hmm. Those are for the great subject, you know, to have the improve or to have the result of that. See? Then?
The Lam Rim is therefore easy to put into practice.
Okay.
And the other subheading is, it is superior to the other traditions because it contains instructions from two gurus who were schooled in the traditions of the two forerunners.
Uh-huh. Because the Kadam has a different kind of Kadams. I think that's one, because same meaning, teaching same meanings, but different kind of, four different kind of
schools,
yes. Mm. Means,
the guru who belonged to Nargajuna school was Vidya Kokila. Guru Suvarna Vipa belonged to Asanga school. This
means opinion of the best opinion of Nagarjuna's opinion. Best. All other schools. They this one don't recognize this one, but completely no. But then this one's good for to understand for this. This one when you have the meaning or understood, they're good for this. All those like step, you know. If you, there are four steps, first one very important. first day. This second also important. Then next one, then next one. Mm. Then go. Okay.
This teaching is enriched by their instructions and is therefore superior to all other traditions. Mm. As great Jay Tsongkhapa said, the stages of the path to enlightenment stem from Nagarjuna and Asanga, the crest jewels of the world's scholars whose fame among beings stands out like a banner.
Oh, okay. Lama Tsongkhapa says, the great teaching from the Buddha explanation by Asanga and by Nagarjuna. So two different kind of those lineages. Mm-hmm. Then
not even Maitreya's.
Oh, two lineages came. This one lineages, but this one also practicing. Study is also together means yeah together, but different lineage means what do you call it? Different class or something, but we need to know each other, mm-hmm. you know, both side.
Yeah.
But all those lineages become together from Atisha. Atisha is the junction of the lineages. I told you, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. See then. Mm-hmm.
Not even Maitreya's ornament to realization has these three features. Even the king of tantras, Sri Gyasamaja, the Gyasamaja Tantra, does not have them.
Yeah, that's, see, Laram has great meaning of the great samaja, high tantra. But great samaja doesn't have the Laram's, completely, you know,
yeah.
meanings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Lamrim is a great teaching, not for simple. Simple ways also, yes. But, okay, Lamrim is like a simple one need have, medium have, never. Extend, or someone wanted, everything there.
Mm-hmm.
So no missing. It's short one wanted, but no missing if you go through this ways. If you do it, no others are not missing. So that's great. Then, Goya Samaja Tantra is the Tantra, four level Tantras. Goya Samaja is the high level Tantras. Goya Samaja, Yametaka, all those, Charasambara, those are high level Tantras. Kriya, Charya, Yoga Tantra, Anu Yoga, Maha Anu Yoga Tantra. Goya Samaja, Maha Anu Yoga, level four. Then, also, that's the one meaning of the Lamrams, not completely in there, but from this means are in the Lamram. So good. Then?
These two texts do not contain all the subject matter of Sutra and Tantra, nor do they emphasize taming of the mind.
Okay. Taming of the mind, you see?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Mind, taming of the mind. You think about it, you know, mind, how related, you know. Where is the mind? Steve, I ask you, where is mind? Your head or is it heart or with heart, you know, like this? No, where?
Good question.
That's a good question, yes. See, because no materials cannot be material of the, you know, part of a body, any kind of material, mind will not be. Then, if it's like a mind of one material of the body, the operations take away negative mind. Rich people, they become a ghost first, I think.
Yeah.
pay for the operation. five skandhas we have. Five skandhas. All those are together. Then, but five second is also, there is form. His mind isn't, doesn't have a form either. And then, I think is this is the words I was saying is a clear light. Very continue. We say sutras with continue mind. Continue. Came from previous life to here, from here go next life. But the house of the continued mind is we need a body. Mm-hmm. See? Mind staying place is a body. When people die, leave the house, house of the body, then mind is a person going. You know?
Is it your attention, though?
Is
it your attention?
No, reality is not there.
But your mind, isn't it close to being, when you tame your mind,
yeah.
You're able to attend something.
Yeah, taming of the mind means when we, like a negative mind come up, try to make a, destroy that. That is the taming of mind.
Concentration.
Oh, concentration, yeah.
Or attention.
Yeah, change. Oh, I see. Concentration is very important, yes. Concentration, not necessarily concentration of the mind. Because baby start in the mother's womb, there's no concentration.
But their mind.
By come, oh, of course, their mind is go into the mother's womb. They came to the mother's womb from the Pardo state. Pardo state when dying, need to be dying from there, then to mother's womb. Pardo state is Padova, means Pardo, means one bees. When we people dying become a then Pardo. Everyone has Pardo. That's Pardo is look like a you know reflection of the all those senses they have. They can see Padova themselves each other, but they couldn't see the pivot home, pivot friend, father, mother cannot see. But between those Pardos see each other. So Pardo dying from there, then come to Pardo, and I mean, need to tell this. Go through the mountains, even glass, they cannot make stroke Pardo's consciousness. Only stuck in the mother's womb. Really? So, that's why then the mind, Pardo's mind is came, you know, to continue mind come there. So that time, I think, concentration by karmas just come. Concentration. Maybe a special one, yes. Holy beings will be dying. They know by compassion become a rebirth, taking a rebirth. And then, of course, there's concentration. Great concentration they have, I think. But ordinary like us, ordinary beings, cannot be. So, then. Mind is theirs, but the function of the mind is beginning, I think, 1 week, few days, no. Then a little bit like become like a jelly, like this. Just small, like this, maybe small, like jelly. Then head, hand, a little bit more like a whatever. Yeah, a little bit to calms. Marks. Then bigger and bigger. First week, second week, third week, this. 10 months. Nine months, 10 days, it says, normally. Staying mother soul. Then grown up. Then later functions. Then they move mother's womb. They're moving. You see? Then they get the, I think, how do you think? They're not dying because without eating, drinking, why?
Their body is connected to the mother's body.
That's good. Yeah.
But why, then, why don't they need air?
Huh?
Why they don't need air? They don't,
Need
the,
no, no, it's bad. Because commerce power is much more than is any kind of. So naturally they don't, but it's just a from mothers, you know. So everything goes through.
With the baby, it was born like with a clear mind. Is it because it comes from the bardo that it has clear mind like this?
No, clear mind I resist. But continue.
Well, I mean, a little baby, it doesn't hate. It doesn't have all these obscurations.
No,
what?
Because they no substance of not together. No conditions not together. Then each week, more conditions gather, and then is feeling. Then moving. Then kicking, I think. Mother, sorry. We did. You did. I did. Okay? So, but when I was born, mother's very easy. First child myself. During the party, I was born, I think. Maybe I'm very small, like this much, I think. Very easy. Okay, now I read.
Now that you are fortunate enough to study, contemplate, and meditate on this Lam Rim, with the greatness and features, you should not be satisfied with incomplete or specious instructions. Mm-hmm. It is vital for you to put the utmost effort into this path.
Effort. Try to make it. Yeah. Diligence. Mm-hmm. Try to make time for studies. Time to make for time for the meditation. Mm-hmm. Try to make time for the study. And that's what I say. Then?
This completes the second major heading, the greatness of the Dharma. And the next.
Greatness of the Dharma, okay.
The next major heading, the right way to teach and listen to the Dharma that has these two greatnesses.
Oh yeah, that's good. Yeah.
This is the most important heading. Nagwan Drapa, a great meditator from Dagpo, said.
Oh yeah, Nagwan Drapa, Dagpo Sen. Great. Dagpo means name of the place. He was Dagpo from the Lhasa. To way to the south, that way. Then?
The best preliminary instruction is the right way to teach and listen. Cherish it.
Oh, yeah. Then there's a. Teaching is very important. Listening is very important. The teacher need to be also try to make a. Without mystic, try to make a. Even the try to. The specific cannot make an explanation, but roughly subject without mistake. That's what I needed. Then?
In other words.
Because this suppose need to be good, real, what do you call, instruction. Without that, then something, if no conditions not together, then the spouse, what do you call this? Bali's the weirdest cities, they cannot open. That's kind of it. Then?
Mm-hmm. In other words, this heading will determine whether the following teachings will have any effect on your mind stream.
Mm-hmm.
It will be difficult for you to translate my teaching into contemplation and meditation if you get this heading wrong. Just as you would be wrong about all the dates until the 15th day of the full moon if you took the wrong day to be the first of the lunar month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you mistake beginning one, you know, 30, you have 31 days, or sometimes 30 days, sometimes 31. But mystic beginning, number one, maybe you say three or two, then always. But this, if there are no calendar, okay, then mystic. That's kind of beginning, Lambrum, where you study. Beginning is very important, beginning. Really it is. Without a mystic, try to make it go through. To get the right instruction, and then when we do, also try to just beginning first, then next month, then next month, you should do them.
There are three headings at this point. First, the way to listen to the Dharma. Second, the way to teach the Dharma. And third, what things the disciples and the teacher should do together at the end.
Okay, that's easy to. Three things very important. Mm-hmm. Teaching of Dharma, listening of Dharma, then. Mm-hmm.
And what to do at the end.
What to do, it means the teaching for what? What get meaning from that? Mm-hmm. What you need to do, that's one, there. Mm-hmm.
So we go to the first of the those contemplating the benefits of studying the Dharma.
Uh-huh.
It is vital to contemplate first the benefits of studying the Dharma, because only then will you develop the strong desire to study it.
Mm-hmm.
If the contemplation is done properly, you will be extremely happy to embark on such a study.
Uh-huh. This is a quality of the, we try to need to understand of the quality of the teachings. When we know that, then strongly to do practice, and then even during the practice, something difficult comes, we can challenge, because when we know that this subject is great method or great for the become a being, Buddha or become free from samsara, yeah, then.
In the sayings of the Buddha,
like this, business very hard. You know, we don't say diligence, but enthusiasm. All the every day, just maybe normally 8 hours for day works, but business people many hours extra. Why do that? Because they think about the result. They think about the result of the business. Same thing we need to do. You know, even their business, they have a difficult, physically, mentally difficult, but they do challenge with those and try to make hours, over hours, working because of the result they want to be result. The result is what is rich. They're thinking, that's what I'm doing. Just like that, that's an example. We want a result of the free from samsara, suffering, pain, unhappiness. That's why we are doing this. So when we know that, during the practicing, study, hard, but try to make challenge, we think about the result of that. See, then?
In the sayings of the Buddha we find, owing to your study, you understand Dharma. Owing to your study, you stop sinning. Owing to your study, you abandon the meaningless. Owing to your study, you achieve Nirvana.
Okay. First of all, bending the meaningless, then what is it? Bending the, give up the meaningless actions. That's one. Then, another one, what is it? Meaningless action means what is this? Also, we need a definition of the meaningless action. Definition of meaningless action, we need know. I think watching television, movies, go to movies, you know.
Hustle bustle.
Like this. Hustle bustle. Hustle. Dodo.
Become a dodo.
So those are meaningless. See, that's then.
In other words, by virtue
also,
of...
Also, meaningless, when the, no, there's the, what is the meaningful, we need to know also. Mm-hmm. Opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
The dharma action. Mm-hmm. Meaningful. Because of the, which I want a result, a good result, free from samsara, suffering, pain, or happiness, that's what I get. See? That's, then...
In other words, by virtue of your study, you will know all the key points for modifying your behavior.
See? So this, you try to learn this, okay? This mm-hmm. 3 points, okay? Try to learn this one, really it is from the book. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Then remember of that, we need it. Remember of that. We need it. No. Then we can use that. Really, sometimes very difficult. Oh, I'm just maybe to make short way. Only the mantra says mantras. No, no. Should not do that. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So try to make a, patience for that. You see then?
You will understand the meaning of the Vinaya basket and as a result will stop sinning by following the high training of ethics.
Okay. Then, yeah, meaning of the, what say, Vinaya.
Mm-hmm.
Vinaya study. When you do study, you, general people, they don't study in Vinaya. Monks and nuns, we need to study in Vinaya because so many rules we have. We need to keep the rules. Rules, you know? Rule of, from the Vinaya. Rule means those rules are ethics.
Mm.
You know, ethics. So we need to keep the ethics. So, just like that, so also try to make a, and I think it's a moral, it's a, conduct is very important, try to make pure moral, then?
Is the 8 trainings like right speech and these things, are they Vinaya basket?
Including this, but this is Hinayana as well, Bodhisattvas with both of us, yeah.
You will understand the meaning of the sutra basket, and as a result, you will come to abandon such meaningless things as trivial distractions
okay.
by following the high training in single-pointed concentration.
Okay. Hustle buses don't do that. Mm-hmm. Try to make concentration. Mm-hmm.
And you will understand the meaning of the Abhidharma basket, and so come to abandon delusions by means of the high.
Yes, Abhidharma shows as that's wisdom, you know,
wisdom. High training in
High training of the because that training, 3 high trainings: morality, constant meditation, and then wisdom, training of the vinayas. You don't have vinayas, but just like your training of the stop negativities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what shows from the vinaya basket. Shows vinaya basket. The second basket is basket of the sutra. Shows what say.
You will understand the meaning of sutra basket, as a result will come to abandon meaningless things, distractions.
Things. Meaningless things means like samsara actions.
Mm-hmm.
Samsara actions are meaningless, I think, that's mm-hmm. what. If you do study, we, even not whole things, but part of it, we got it, then that's kind of, we can use it and also result to come then.
Abhidharma basket.
Abhidharma basket. This is the if we know the or study Abhidharma basket, then wisdom.
Abandon delusion.
Abandoned delusions, because of the destroy delusions by wisdom. See? That's why I say. Mm. Now we stop here. Then, next one? One more.
Hence, your study will enable you to reach nirvana.
Okay. Then, next one.
And then there's a long one, Jidaika tail.
Really? What are you doing? This means it's okay.
We go?
We stop there.
Okay.
So, I think it's... Sometimes teaching, learning teaching, when giving teaching three times, one subject, means one subject or one pages if you do explanation. First one, large one, then medin, explanation medin. Meanings all in there. Then third one, short explanation. But all meanings are in the short in there also, will be. So that's what do. Also we do practice also. Same, when finish the get teaching, go to dormitory or go to the place, and then do meditate, the subject. If you can a little bit do subject, and really it is, go back to books, leave the over there, then like this or something, maybe get tired, you can do this. But even if get tired, you do in sober. Really it is. Nicely, have a cup of tea, then whatever comes, means whatever we did today, example, beginning, first time, but say, next one, next one, next one. Like this, few times if you do like this, would be great. Okay, now we do the dedication. Are we wishing for Buddha Dharma, long life, long, long time with the beings? The holy master, like His Holiness Dalai Lama and any other holy masters, they to have the long life. The person who study monks, nuns, or any other lay people, whatever, whoever does practice of the Dharma, to have the result of that, we wish for that. And in this country and in other country, they will not happen bad things. Disease, war, and also like starvation, all those kind of, any other bad things not happened in this world and in other worlds. Good fortunes, everything's good fortunes coming to in this world and in other world. Then, finally, we wishing for all sentient beings, everyone, to be free from suffering, pain, unhappiness, and free from delusions and illusions, and become a being Buddha by which we did action of Dhamma, we are together. Unos. Okay. Oh, yeah.